We're learning Simin Tov Lamed Vav Din Hamafarish Bayom Vayoyitz Beshayara, the halachas of a person leaving before Pesach. What does he do in regards to the Bedika? Today is November 14th. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Hamafarish Meyabash Layom or Yoyitz Beshayara, Veinam Aniach Bebesai Mi Sheyivdaik, a person who is leaving on a cruise. How would you like that? Be on a cruise for Pesach. I like to stay home, but okay. Some people like to go on a cruise. A yoyitz v'shayara, a person is going away on a trip. He does not appoint someone to do bedika. Toich shloishim yoim. If he left within 30 days, that means 30 days from before Pesach is Purim. So let's say he leaves a couple days after Purim. Zakuk livdoik. He's obligated to do bedika. He has to do bedikas chametz. Let's get the case once again. He leaves on Shushan Purim, the day after Purim. He's obligated to do bedika. V'lo yivarech oz al bir chametz. But he should not make a brach of al bir chametz like he normally would. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah first before we see further. The Mishnah Berurah says, Sif Katan Aleph, Veinam Aniach Bebesai. He never appointed anyone to do Bedika or Tzalayma. Shaloit Siva Lechod Mikoidim Nisiyosai Shivdoik Kishiagiyaz Mana. He never asked someone to do the Bedika before his trip. Deems Mino Elechod Alze, Shuv Ein Sarach Ba'atzma Livdoik. Because if he did appoint someone to do Bedika, then he doesn't have to worry about anything. The night before, they'll do the Bedika. The shlucha shel adam kamoisei, a messenger is like the one who sent him himself. Ukvan is bar leel simin tof lamed beis b'mishne brura delechatchila toiv yoisei lemanos anoshin lebediko. It's even better to appoint someone to do the bediko. Vim ein lo yuchal lemanos gam isha leze. And if he does not have someone else to do the bediko, he could even ask a lady to do the bediko. So if he leaves within 30 days of Pesach, he's obligated to do the bedika. V'afilu ein daite lachzor klal ad achar Pesach. When is he going to come back? He's coming back after Pesach. He still has to do bedika. V'lo yireh chametz. He's not going to see the chametz of Beisai. Mishum shmi'oz v'hala chalalav chayves bedika. What's the reason why he has to do this bedika? Because as soon as you have from Purim and on, Chazal said there's a chayves habedika, there's an obligation to do the bedika. We'll learn in a minute what happens if he leaves before, like he leaves Chanukah time. Then what does he have to do? Sif katan beis, toich shloishim yoyim. V'afilo ein daiti lachzor klal adach ha-pesach v'lo yira chametz v'shbeiso. I think we just saw this. Mishum demiyoz v'holo chalov chayves habedika. Sif katan gimel zakuk livdoik, b'laylo shlefni yitziyosai. When does he do the bedika? The night before he leaves. L'or haner, he uses a candle, just like he would on the regular bedika. The gam sarach oz levat el chametz shloi ra. He also has to nullify the chametz shloi ra that he did not see. K'may b'lel yudal, just like on a regular day on the 14th as well. What happens if he forgot to check the night beforehand? V'im shachach livdoik b'layla, if he forgot to check the night before he left, yivdoik b'yoim, he should check by day. The case is a regular practical case where you have children in the house and he doesn't have anyone to watch over them to appoint to do the bedika. What should he do? We want to make sure when you do a bedika, you leave it clean. You know, you ever have the feeling you clean something up, you turn around and it's dirty again? Well, by bedikas chametz, we don't want to have that feeling because we want to make sure it's clean and stays clean. So here, what we're going to be told by the Mishnah Berurah is to have the children go eat in someone else's house, go to your neighbor's house. Now, by them, they don't care to have chametz in the house because it's 20 days before, for example, before Pesach. We're not talking about Pesach now, and you say, you know what? I have to have my house clean. So, you know, I'm very religious. You don't mind my 10 children come to your house, you know? We can't do something like that. But here it's 20 days before Pesach in this example. So then we're going to suggest, as the Mishnah Berurah, that bring the children to someone else's house. He says as follows. You'd see me basil a base adamacher, take them out from the house that you check to your neighbor. V'shomei niach avuram, and then they'll have their chametz. V'yisgar es basei habodok shelo yachnis sham shum adam oid chametz, and then you'll close your door. And this way you won't have any more chametz coming into your house you just checked. The lafachi, because if you don't take proper precautions, ma'mayel b'dikasa, how is this b'dika going to help? You just checked and then they run around with the chametz everywhere. I mean, as I'm saying this, I'm not talking about b'dikas chametz, but practical, everyday situations in my house. You clean something up and Baruch Hashem, you have the little kids running around with the cookies. V'minyech b'beisoy ishto yivana b'nei beisoy akdoilim. If you leave adults means over bar mitzvah, in the house, sheish ben das v'chol levdoik, they have the seichel, the bar hachi, they're able to check. Ein tzarech levdoik klum kodnitz yosai. Then, doesn't matter if you leave within 30 days, they'll do the bedika. You don't have to check anything. Eliyot savol echad mehem, you should ask one of them to do the bedika. Sheivdoik v'yivatel chametz kishagi hazman. You, the owner, will mevatel chametz when the time comes. Canal sif kodnalif ayn l'simin taflam adalid shenochin adavil sheivatel gam hu ba'atzmai b'makam shu kishemegia zman abitul. They can mevatel, but best for him to mevatel his chametz when the time comes, no matter where he is. Now, before we go further, this is a very practical halacha. People go away to hotels, they go to family, and sometimes, you know, you don't want to travel a day of Erev Yontif. Even if it's a Wednesday, somehow there's traffic. If you look at the calendar, if you turn on the radio, it's Erev Yontif, there's traffic. That's what it is. That's a fact. So you want to avoid that. You want to travel the day before that. Or you want to travel a week before. These are halachas right here. Of when do you do a bedika? How do you do a bedika? If you have to go away on business, so you won't be there the night of the 14th, you're coming back Erev Pesach. That's what we're learning about right now. However, v'lo yivarech, says the Ramah, don't make the bracha if you're doing it earlier. Kishabaydeik, sif katan dalid, b'lel yudalid, tiknu levarech, al bi'er chametz. When do we make the bracha? That's specifically on the night of the 14th. The 14th, thank you. L'fi shemashu hu maitzei b'bidikasoi, hu matzniyo kidei levar l'macha. Because this, that he finds the chametz when he does the bedika, he'll set it aside in a safe place, and he'll do the bedika the next day. Nimso da bedika hu aschalas abir. The bedika is the beginning of the beer, of the destruction, of destroying the chametz. Ma'ashen kein kan shelo yivaro min olam. Here, in this case, 2 weeks before Pesach, you're not getting rid of the chametz. V'yishtamish ba'kishah hayomim, and you're going to eat regular chametz like the rest of the week, the year. What he's doing is he's just cleaning out the chametz that he had around the house. So he should not make the bracha though. You clean it up with no bracha. That's correct. That is the correct procedure. And that's why I mentioned that for Shmuel in Florida, right? This is a question, you know, in regards to the bedika. We're not asking exactly what you did or didn't do, but we'll just continue. The next halacha is very, very practical for a case like you. Now, Koidim Shloishim Yoim, the Mechaber tells us back on top, before 30 days, let's give an example. Chanukah is approaching tomorrow, it's Rosh Chodesh Kislev, and once again, everyone is invited to tomorrow's lunch after Mincha. Lunch, no siyum. Oh, okay, well, you can make the siyum. Okay, so, Ein Tzorech Livdoik. You don't have to do bedika. You don't do bedika. Uchshemagia Pesach. But when Pesach comes, when once again we're talking before 30 days, Yivatlenu, yet mevatlet. Let's see a little further. Sif cotton hay in the Mishmura, Ein Tzorech Livdoik in the bottom. Keeps us busy here, but up and down. Yeah, get some exercise. Okay, Ein Tzorech Livdoik. What's the reason you don't have to do bedika? Because Chazal's takana that say when you do bedika does not fall into place there. It's not 30 days before Pesach. However, if you know for sure you have those cookies in a safe place and no one else is going to find them, okay? Then yesh oimim dechayiv levar koydim sheyetze. There are those who say you have to destroy the chametz before you leave. However, v'yesh mekilim b'davar. There are those who are lenient and say you do not have to. Just want to share with you that Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal explains and brought down number 6 of the Deir Shu that even according to those who say you do not have to destroy this chametz, you are forbidden to derive benefit from it when you didn't sell it. Because it's called chametz shavalav Pesach. It's chametz that was there during Pesach. And you cannot get hana of chametz that was in your possession during Pesach. Now we're talking a case where you did not sell it. You sold it, so it's not yours. Says the Mishnah Rusif Kadin Vav, Ukshemagia Pesach Yivat Lenu, you have to mavata l'chametz. This is a case, once again, when it's before 30 days. B'makom shehu, no matter where you are, you go to Arizona for Pesach, in Arizona, you mavata l'chametz. The after in roya ha-chametz oivim mishum bal yatmin, the holoi bitle mikoro. The Mishnah Berurah here is explaining what's the reason why I had to mevatel chametz. I'm not going to see it. So why did I have to mevatel it? He explains, because the after ein roya chametz, even though I'm not going to see the chametz, a person will still transgress. He'll still violate the issur of Baal Yatman. He should not hide the chametz. Because if it's his chametz, he has to get rid of it.
But he's not in the house, right?
That's exactly what your point is. It's exactly what he's addressing. It's a good point, good question. And that's what he's saying. Since it's still yours, you cannot put it in that space, in that spot, underneath in the cabinet, underneath the plates. You can't have it there. Because it's still you. But you own it. It doesn't matter. Baal Yatman, you shouldn't hide it there. Unless you get rid of it, unless it's not yours. So then when you mevatel it, it's not yours anymore. That's why you have to do that bittul if you're in Arizona, whether you're in Australia, no matter where you are. Yes? You could sell your chametz, I mean, if it's done properly, I mean... Right, no. So what you have to do is you'd have to, in Arizona, you'd have to call up the Rav in Balakinwood, the Lower Merion, right? And make sure you... If you have a combination, it has to be a real selling. So you'd have to tell them a combination to the house. If you have a key, send one over. Somehow, that's a certain rabbanim would like you. Then they have to, unless you want to say, listen, so tell them take my axe and break through the window, whatever you want. They have to get into the house. I wouldn't recommend that because then the police come, But it has to be a real selling. Okay. Back on top in the Mechaber. What happens if you want to come back on Pesach? Koydim on Pesach, before Pesach. So you left Chanukah time, and now you're coming back Koydim on Pesach. When do you do your bedikah? Tzorich livdoik v'achakach yetzei. If you're coming back before Pesach, but you're leaving Chanukah time, do the bedikah before you leave. So you'll ask me, I'll do the bedikah when I come back. I'm coming back before Pesach, so I'll have time to do the bedikah then. It's a good question. Thanks for asking. So if you die to the Koydim Pesach, Tzorich Livdoik says Mechaber, V'achakach Yetzei. Why? D'chayishinah, we're concerned, Shema Yachzor, Erev Pesach, Bein HaShemashos, V'lo Yeloi P'nai Levar. You get back right before. How many times do we have traffic? We don't expect delays. They didn't say they're doing construction here today. What's going on? Whatever it might be. Whatever the excuses of the delays in traffic. Therefore, we're saying, and they didn't have the Belt Parkway back then. Right? Imagine what how the Mechaber, I didn't mean to bring bad thoughts back, we all know we've been stuck in the belt, what I'm saying? So the Chayshin Shema Yachz, he would say to do Bedika of Mechaber 2 years before already if you knew about the belt. But lo yilo panai levar, you won't have time to mevar the chametz. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Zayin, Daite Lachzer Kodem Pesach, your intention is to come back before Pesach. V'kol Shekein, Im Daite Lachzer B'soicha Pesach. If you're coming back on Pesach, you better do that Bedika before you leave. Even if you're leaving Chanukah time. You can come back on Pesach. What are you going to do, Bedika now? Well, we're saying you're doing the Bedika and then you're leaving the house. So then you're not going to have Chametz. You're right. Right, so if it's an adult, right, adults, so they'll be careful to make sure they have, even after they do Bedikah, right? Like, let's say regular Erev Pesach. It's the night of the 14th. I do my bedika. I could still have my chametz for supper. You know, some people might not want to, but technically you can, as well as in the morning. You just have to make sure that you have it in a closed area and doesn't travel around the house. So here as well, Hanukkah time, the last night of Hanukkah, you're off. You're leaving this house. Right, there are people that have two houses, one in Eretz Yisrael, one in America, wherever they might be. So he's leaving after Hanukkah, and you're coming back Pesach time. And so when he does his bedikah, he has to make sure, like you're pointing out, it has to make sure he's not walking around with his cookies and eating all over the house afterwards. Right. It has to be, unless he has to leave the house. He has to make sure that, you know, he has to keep the chametz in a confined area. And make sure there's no crumbs going around anywhere. Yeah. It is difficult. I agree with you. You know, because, first of all, if we eat when you walk around, not talking about it should or shouldn't, but if we do, normally speaking throughout the year, we're just accustomed to do this. And we did a bedika, and then we don't realize what are we doing. But we saw earlier that the Mishnah Berurah says such a bedika is not a bedika. If I check and then I walk around eating afterwards, I nullify the bedika, not nullify the chametz. I nullify the bedika. Sifkan ches sarich livdoik. You have to check in the Mishnah Berurah. Va'afilo yotza mitchilas hashana. You leave the beginning of the year. Sarich livdoik. You have to do bedika. Even if you were mavatel, you still have to do bedika. Shema yachzav yimsal yochlenu. What's the concern? You'll come back Pesach time. You'll find this nice looking cookie there, and you might forget, and you'll eat it. That's why you have to get rid of it. Sivkad and tes. Nechayshinon shema. You might come back erev Pesach. You won't have enough time to do the bedika. V'dafka. Now let me just explain outside first. What the Mishnah Berurah here will discuss is, depending on when you leave, how far away your trip is from your house, that's when you'll be obligated to do this bedika beforehand. But the Mishnah Berurah is going to explain that if you come back, if you don't live to, if you're going away around the corner, because your house is being done, is having construction, and you're in the house 3 blocks away, do I have to do my bedika now, Rosh Hashanah time? So that's what he's discussing now. When does a person have to do bedika, even in the beginning of the year? That's when he travels a far distance. Even if his intention is to come back a few weeks before Pesach, he still has to do the bedika because we're concerned Shem Yishtoi, he might be delayed. But if he's going to come to a derech kroiva, I'm sorry, if he's going out in a close distance, in other words, we'll see what close means, but a few blocks away. Doesn't it? It could be 10 minutes away, half an hour away. Even within 30 days, says the Mishnah Berurah, he's not going far away. So he doesn't have to do with a bedika when he leaves. He tells us, listen, everything is according to the case that he is dealing with. Each case is independent and unique. The lefamim, afilu b'derech kreiva, imagbel zman biyosa b'tzimtzum karv lezman abedika chayishin Hashem yishtoi. If a person even goes half an hour trip, he goes away for a few months, and it's only a half an hour from his house, and he says, "Yeah, I'll get back in plenty of time." The mind, sometimes we play tricks on ourselves. If I travel 6 hours by plane, I'm going to make sure to get back in ample time. But if it's only a half an hour, oh yeah, I'll be there fine. Then if he gets back, he realizes he might get back too close to Pesach. He has to do the bedika before he leaves, even if he's only a half an hour away. As opposed to in the 6 hour flight, he knows his return ticket is 5 days before Pesach. So then even though it's traveling far away, he does not have to do bedika before he leaves. There are those who are lenient. What's the practical application of this case? We have to judge according to the distance of how far he's traveling out. If he's going far away, then he should do the bedika beforehand. If he is going only traveling close by, he does not have to. Now, the Sefer, the Chuvas Or LeTzion, Rabbi Tzion Abba Shol, He says nowadays, what's the halacha with manenu? He says we have automobiles, we have transportation that is very fast. We're going within the speed limit, but it's still fast. He says, even if you travel far distances, you do not have to do the bedika many days beforehand. Because transportation is a different type of transportation today, even if you get stuck in traffic. I mean, I told you, there's once a story, it's a true story, it sounds crazy, but we davened Maariv on the Belt Parkway. Because nothing, no one was, it was 2.5 hours we were there. And the joke was, I think it was true, we missed the first minion. Okay, on the Belt Parkway, by exit 11 over there. You know, it's on the way back from Merrick, Long Island. So, putting that aside, things don't happen too often. Besides the next week, right after that, it was another hour and a half wait. But besides that, our Litzina is telling us we have ways of transportation. These ways of transportation are very quick, so we don't have to. And Chayinu Chayiv Livdaki tells us Kaidim Shiyotz LaDarkoi before you go out. Yes. Yes. That's correct, 100%. That when we say the Bedika, thank you for pointing this out. When we say the Bedika, it does not just mean your house. It means, like we discussed a few weeks ago, means your office, means your car, which you're traveling in. So you don't want to be coming back right before Pesach and you have your pretzels all over the car, you're eating the chametz everywhere. You want to make sure the car is clean also. Yes. Yeah. So he did say there that the real traveling that you'd have to do beforehand is overseas. It could be to here to England, and the truth is, if you're going from here to California, also, you know, it's not going to Eretz Yisrael. But we have to use our seichel, right? And we have to use our das. And if we're going to travel in a way that, you know, we can get held up. And it's far away, that's where we're concerned you should do the bdika beforehand. Let's see one more Sif Katan Yud. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says you won't have enough time to do the biur, Ratzulaimar, but you're going to Layucha Levaroi. On Yontif, you cannot destroy the Chametz because you're not allowed to. But Nimsimekai Mechametz Beisoi, what's going to come out is you're going to keep the Chametz in your house over Pesach. And that we don't want to happen. We'll halt here for today. Thank you.